The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
Lord. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speaks ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, a man, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I beg your patience with my strange accent. Now I am trying, helped by a teacher in the pastoral office, to fix it. I hope after some time I will fix. But now it is difficult for me, especially the TH sound. The American TH sound is very difficult for us. But above all, the American R. You see, the languages are useful, they are beautiful, but it needs time, you see, to get them used. So I hope at least some of my messages you can take in. In the first reading, this wonderful God who chose Moses, the great Moses, you see, he gave him what would he do and say. You know, Moses, does not have the capacity of, you see, speaking well. But God He chose what he wanted to choose. And after a long time, this poor Moses, he cannot deal all these people, you see, to meet their physical and spiritual need, all this. He was overwhelmed. And God sees us, and through his father-in-law, he suggests, you see, to participate this authority which is given to him by God with other 70, you see, wise elder men. You see, it is wonderful. God took us from Moses and he imparts all these 70, you see, people through the Holy Spirit so they can share the work. And what happens? Two of these 70 were not around the tent. Imagine in the church like this. And their name is, you heard it, you see, Mildred, Midad and Meldad. They were in their camp. But you see, the Holy Spirit blows where he wills. He did not neglect them. They are not come. I will give them later. But he gave them where they are. And they went, they started, you see, to prophesy in the camp. You see how God works. And one boy ran to Moses. This should be to Moses, not to you. And told, you see, to Moses, oh, you see, these men, they are prophesying. And Joshua, who is the minister of Moses, he's in the right hand of Moses always. When he hears this, he gets angry. Oh, my Lord Moses, you have to stop them. You see how Moses responded? Are you jealous for me? Would all the people of God be prophets? Would all they, you see, have given this Holy Spirit? Yes, this is the sincerity. This is the humility. Yeah, thanks God, you see. This is also a prophecy in the future. Moses is the figure of Jesus. And we, the 70 people, you, and all the bishops, all of us, you see, received this Holy Spirit. How wonderful it is. We have a different job. Yes, we have a different vocation and a different, excuse me, task to do. But we have given the Holy Spirit, all of us, in our baptism and confirmation, to be the children of God, sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus. How beautiful is this? Yes, you see, but we have difficulties like Joshua. Also in the Gospel of John, you see, the same mistake repeated. When John saw another person outside of their company, he was not one of them, and he was expelling the demons. How? Because the Holy Spirit works with whom he wants to work. And what did John said? Jesus, stop him. He is not our company. He is not with us. You see what this beautiful, this Jesus, humble and meek. Oh, John. John, stay calm. Be tranquil. You see, everyone, whoever is not against us, is with us. Whatever he may be, wherever he may be, whoever he may be, you see, this is how we should. Sometimes we see we are jealous not for Christ, not for the church, but for ourselves. We are naturally selfish. So we should follow, you see, not the notion that good is not good unless I am the one who does it. We must follow Jesus' way, which is good is good even if it is not I who do it. We should be sincere. When we see good is done, whatever, whoever done it, yes, this is good. Let us be, get out from this selfishness and be sincere. Yes. We should be also tolerable with people. Sometimes it is not easy. What is tolerance? It is a judgmental mind towards others. Intolerance is a sign both of arrogance and ignorance. For it is a sign that a man believes that there is no truth beyond the truth he sees. Many of us, you see, why, that is why, you see, we judge and criticize people. We want them to do and be in their own mind frame. Out of that, for us, is all wrong. No. We should be, you see, meek and humble and sincere also to accept others as they are. William Penn once said, neither despise nor oppose what you does not understand. Neither despise nor oppose what you does not understand. Not only must we concede to every man the right to do his own thinking, we must also concede the right to a man to do his own speaking. Of all democratic rights, the dearest is that of liberty of speech. You Americans are, you see, blessed people. We know in the world, we know in this country, what we learn is the freedom of speech and right. Yes, this is God given to every man and woman. Voltaire laid down the conception of freedom of speech in a vivid sentence. I hate what you say, he said, but I would die for your right to say it. Yes. Because every man and woman is free to express what he feels and thinks. Yes, we should respect others. So, in the gospel of today, especially the letter of St. James, you see, warns us to be very be careful anything that separates us or be any person. This is hard to understand, but it is the word of truth, the word of Jesus. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were
thrown into sea. You see, this is terrible, you see, how we should be very be careful not to offend the innocent little ones. We grown up. We should be careful what we say, what we do in front of this innocent, especially our children at school, at home. The scandal, yes. You see, nowadays we are so crazy. The Catholic Church is so spoken and criticized, yes. But we should not, you see, finger out only this, that. We, as church, as the Pope said, you see, we have to convert all of us as one body of Jesus. When one suffers, all of us should suffer. We are the body of Christ. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. What does it mean, the unquenchable fire? Never put off. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Who can pluck it with his eye? What does it mean to cut off? To pluck out our hands, our feet. You see, this is not a physical cut off, but anything, any person, whoever may be, that separates us from Jesus, from the church, from God, he or she is our enemy to be cut off, to be stopped. If he say or she say, I love you, but without Jesus, no. Always we say no. This is how to cut off. Even though we love that person. So I conclude with this a little story. There is an old Eastern fable. A man possessed a ring set with a wonderful opal. Whoever wore the ring became so sweet and true in character that all men loved him. The ring was a charm. Always it was passed down from father to son, and always it did its work. As time went on, it came to a father who had three sons whom he loved with an equal love. What was he to do when the time came to pass on to the ring? The father got other two rings and made precisely the same so that none could tell the difference. On his deathbed, he called each of his sons in. He spoke some words of love and to each, without telling the others, gave a ring. When the three sons discovered that each had a ring, a great dispute arose as to which was the true ring that could do so much for its owner. The case was taken to a wise judge. He examined the rings and then he spoke. I cannot tell which is the magic ring, he said, but you yourself can prove it. We asked the sons in astonishment. "Yes," said the judge, "for if the true ring gives sweetness to the character of the man who wears it, then I and all the other people in the city will know the man who possesses the true ring by the goodness of his life. So go your ways and be kind, be truthful, be brave, be just in your dealings, and he who does these things will be the owner of the true ring." The matter was to be proved by life. No man can entirely condemn beliefs which make man a good. If we remember that, we may be less intolerant, we may hate a man's beliefs, but we must never hate the man. We may wish to eliminate what he teaches, but we must never wish to eliminate him. So hate sin, but love sinners. That is how Jesus taught us and showed us. By dying on the cross, he said, "Forgive them." That is what is love. Pray for those who persecute you, and bless for those who curse you. This is the gospel. This is Christianity. May God help us to be true children of God who loves everyone, whoever may be, wherever they may be. God bless you.